Praise the Lord. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Always note something, church. Take note of this spiritual fact. Take note. No believer, you know, lives on yesterday's. You don't live on yesterday's prayer. Every day has her own battle. That is why we pray every day. You must have a time every day to pray. Prayer is like food we eat. Amen. Those of you who have shock, before you leave your house, you pray. When you open your shop, you enter, before you start to sell, you pray. When you close for the day, you pray. When you reach house, you pray. Every time, every opportunity is prayer. Every activity goes with prayer. He said, in words or in deeds, whatever we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Years back, when I caught the impact of that statement, then I understood why the Bible says we will take any deadly thing, it will not hurt us. You will drink poison, it will not hurt us. Amen. Because everything you will do it in the name of the Lord. I was so used to it till today. If you give me water to drink, I will find myself saying, I drink in Jesus' name. It has become part of me. Just give me water. Before the thing will reach my mouth, I will find my mouth saying, I drink this water in Jesus' name. So if you put poison there, I will drink poison in Jesus' name. It can't hurt me. Praise God. Okay. This is Christmas period, Abby. Tell your neighbor now, Happy Christmas in advance. Tell him now, tell him. Yeah. Amen. I've said it here several times. We are looked at as some fanatics because we don't believe in celebrating Christmas. Not that we don't believe in celebrating birthday, but we believe that whatever you want to celebrate, celebrate, but give glory to God in that celebration. Amen. Whatever you want to celebrate, go ahead and celebrate. You can celebrate the new shoe you have bought. Eh? You can, if you have never worn suit before, now so coat to coat you they wear. Now you have a new suit, you want to celebrate, go ahead. Your promotion, you have been promoted, you want to celebrate it, go ahead. Your newborn pikin, you want to celebrate, go ahead. You got a new job, go ahead. You got a visa. Whatever you want to celebrate, but in it, make sure you give glory to God. Now, I would have been happy to know the birthday of Jesus Christ, to celebrate it. I would have been happy to celebrate it. And there is nothing wrong about celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ. But what is wrong with the present setting of the celebration of the birthday of Jesus Christ is that the date they are using to celebrate is not his birthday. Amen. And more importantly, it has a history. That date, 25th December, has always been celebrated hundreds of years before Christ was born by the Roman, hidden Romans. Praise God. And remember, praise the Lord. Remember. Praise God. Remember what the Roman Catholicism is all about. The Roman Catholicism is a product of a marriage between Christianity and paganism. Christianity and paganism gave birth to Roman Catholicism. That religion, remember my emphasis, it is a religion. It is not Christianity. Christianity, praise the Lord, is not a religion. Christianity is about life and death. Christianity is not a way of life. Christianity is about life and death. You believe, you have life. You don't believe, you die. Praise God. So if you play with your Christian faith, you are actually playing with your life. And remember, there is hell, there is a heaven. Christ came to show us the way to heaven. And Satan has come to show some people the way to hell. That's the two mysteries. The mystery of godliness and the mystery of iniquity. In the Bible. Praise the Lord. And so, Roman Catholicism is a marriage of convenience. Thank you. Between paganism, Roman paganism, and Christianity. And that is why she is referred to Revelation chapter 17 as a harlot. Who is a prostitute? Anybody can enter if you have money. That's a prostitute. Prostitute does not have one man. Whoever can, whosoever. And it is referred to as a cage of every unclean bird in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Why I'm saying this? Listen, church. Why I am saying this is because now our eyes of understanding have been opened. Can we give glory to God for that? That is what the entire message God sent to his church through the ministry of William Marion Branham. Hallelujah. Somebody called, sent me a text, text or an email, that why am I always calling William Branham? They say he has strayed. And I'm always talking about him. Why am I always talking about a man that already has strayed? Well, I was too angry to reply you, so I held myself because I didn't want to use the wrong language on you. But if you are listening to me now, praise the Lord. You say Dense. Who are they, Dense? Dense is a language of gossips. People who have no facts. There are those that speak Dense. People who have facts, they speak the way we speak because we have facts. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like Dense. If you see anybody call me to say, come, Dense. Now that's a gossip. People who don't gossip, they come with facts. They will tell you, brother so-so, say, hallelujah. Sister so-so, say, your head be like monkey hair. Now true. You know, you have facts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when you say, come, everybody, then they talk, say, your head be like monkey head. Now lie. Now you, they talk about gossip. Praise the Lord. We have studied and we have confirmed that there is no ministry, praise the Lord, that has surpassed the ministry of that man in this age. Because that is the ministry that has brought us back to the apostolic faith. Hallelujah. And it is through that ministry that the man of sin is revealed, according to, is this 1st or 2nd Thessalonians chapter 2? Hallelujah. Verse 3. That will come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. They revealed there the son of the man of sin, that is the Antichrist, to be revealed, that is, we will know him. Now he is revealed to the bride. But to the church world, he is still the most holy person. And the ambition is to get close to him and have them kiss his ring and snap picture with him. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, he is going to be the one that will rule in the new world order. When they'll be looking for a man that is capable of keeping peace according to the divine agenda, get that tape and listen to it. And you can see it already happening. We are watching what is going on. If you have been listening to international news, Cuba is a communist country at the next door, just about 200 miles away from Miami, in, you know, USA. Just close door neighbor. You see? And they have been arch enemies because of Fidel Castro, their leader, embraced communism and therefore became an ally of Russia, another superpower. And they entered a military pact. You attack Cuba, you attack Russia. Okay? And so it became one of the bases of the Russian army. And during the Cold War, it was thick. And, well, the Cold War period is over, but Fidel Castro, with his communist mentality, was still there. And three U.S. presidents have tried to break that and then bring peace between them. For over 50 years, they have remained in enmity. Now, Obama wanted to make history by being the one that would bring peace between them and establish even diplomatic relations by opening embassies in one another's countries. He couldn't. He approached the Pope. In 3 weeks, the Pope brokered that, and now they are establishing a diplomatic relationship now. The enmity was broken by the man of peace. Hallelujah. And the whole American president is recognizing the role the Pope Francis played in normalizing relationship, in bringing peace between two arch enemies that have existed in enmity for more than 50 years. You see? While the whole world is clapping, the bride is watching. Praise the Lord. So the bride knows where the Antichrist is coming from. We can never be deceived. Praise God. The Bible says it will be so close that if it were possible, you would deceive the very elect. But it is not possible. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God. Who's original life. Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding. You see, I love this song so much. Amen. Our eyes of understanding. No more mumu mumu followership. So talking about Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was not born on the 25th of December. And 25th December is actually a day of celebration by the Hindus, quoted with a Christian name, given a Christian festival to make it look like Christianity, to continue in whatever they are doing. And watch all the symbols. Watch all the symbols of Christmas. What has Christmas tree got to do with the birth of our Savior? Okay, maybe that's the tree they eventually hang him on. Amen. Praise God. And all Father Christmas. What has Father Christmas got to do with him? Amen. Okay. It's a time of love. It's a time to give. So maybe Father Christmas symbolizes the Father giving a gift to the whole world. Maybe you. But they don't give adult now. Children, then they give. I don't know. They said that they give adult. Myself, I forgot to collect something. So what has Santa Claus got to do with Christmas? And so all this, we put them together, we know they are a continuation of what had always been on before the birth of Jesus Christ. But the truth is, hallelujah, the period, they know when Jesus Christ was born. They know. Because historians now, there are dates before the birth of Jesus Christ that they will mention to the dot, even to the hour of activities. An important occasion like the birth of our Savior, you know that historians will dig it out and know the date. But the powers that be to achieve their purpose have downplayed that and made sure it is made non-relevant. Now, but we here will use the scripture and we know, praise the Lord, when Jesus Christ was born. For those of you who have not heard it before, I took time some time ago and then I just put a presentation that I have tried to show the world. Can we just hear a clip of it? Watch very carefully because there are some mathematics and calculations there. Just watch the screen.